Among the reasons Shakespeare's play Othello stands out is the fact that the main character is a Moor, a black man. For much of the play's life, until recent years, the role has been played by white men, frequently in blackface, in both America and Britain. On the European continent, though, race did not have the same meaning, and it was possible, even as far back as 150 years ago, for an American black man to become famous in the role. However, it was impossible in England, and that's the focus of Red Velvet, a play by Lolita Chakrabarty, now at San Francisco Playhouse. Bill English, Artistic Director of San Francisco Playhouse.
Based on a true story, there was a black actor in London that did go on when Edmund Kean, the great British actor, had a heart attack, and they were looking for somebody to replace him.
Margot Hall, director of this production.
This producer from Paris is very familiar with Ira Aldridge, so he brings him in. Everyone freaks out. What do you mean you're bringing in an African-American to play Othello? What makes you think he can do Othello?
Carl Lumley plays Ira Aldridge, working with a cast steeped in the racism of the time and bringing something new to the role, something his fellow actors misinterpret.
He's more of a method actor. So he's bringing in the new way of acting, where they're still performing with the broad gestures, and he's coming in and being real, face to face, expressing yourself through touching each other. So he's playing the Moor, and he gets aggressive, so it's all this controversy, and how the reason he's aggressive is because his nature is animalistic.
Lumley is a standout as Aldridge, both off the stage as the actor and on stage as the actor playing Othello. Susie DeMilano, in the role of a sympathetic actress, adds depth to her lines. The rest of the cast is equally adept, though the decision for characters to talk with thick foreign accents sometimes blunts the play's urgency. But it's really Carl Lumley's show, and once again, as in other Bay Area productions, every time he's on stage, he's magnetic. Bill English.
It takes place actually at a time when there was a lot of demonstration, a lot of protest about the emancipation of slaves in England, which happened very shortly thereafter. So it's a very thick stew of cultural conflict and change happening in London in which the place takes place.
Red Velvet is not merely entertainment. It also gives insight into the history of racism in the English-speaking world. And while we've come so far in understanding and ameliorating racial bigotry, in some respects, we've barely taken baby steps. Red Velvet can be seen at San Francisco Playhouse in San Francisco through June 25th. For more information, you can go to their website, sfplayhouse.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.